This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
New Year. Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's 2024. I'm David Michael, the editor of MyOldManSaid.com, your provider of Villa Intel. Joining me to discuss the Everton game in the first something for the weekend of the new year, Mr. Chris Budd. How are you?
Hello, sir. Happy New Year. I'm very well.
Happy New Year to you. Feeling fresh? Feeling funky?
All of the above. Sort of easing into the year, though. I wouldn't say funky just yet, but getting going.
All right. Yeah, I'm jet-lagged out my butthole, actually, at the moment. I've just got back from the United States of America, West Coasting for Christmas. And, yeah, actually, a bit of a Villa detox, really.
Needed.
Missed all the niggly games.
And they were niggly, to be fair. You missed Sheffield United and Burnley, the home ones you missed, which you didn't miss much there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I watched them, but wasn't there in person. And then the FA Cup game, I think pretty much what Pep says about the Carabao Cup. I'm not wasting 1% of energy on the FA Cup, unless we get into the quarterfinals.
Yeah, then once we'll think about it.
Because at the moment it's a distraction from the Premier League and our European glory double. So we'll see how that pans out, though. But yeah, we'll talk more about what's been going on in the main show. First of all, though, let's say a big thanks to Green King, who are continuing to support the My Old Man Said podcast for 2024. And already this month is a packed schedule of FA Cup, AFCON, and of course, Premier League action. And to beat the January Blues and watch every game with an atmosphere it deserves, you can do that down your local Green King sports pub. Don't settle for that dodgy stream. If it's on the telly, it's on at your local Green King. Across their huge HD screens, if you download the Green King sports app, you'll also receive 10% off every single drink whenever there's a game on. Their venues offer a range of low and non-alcoholic options as well, so dry January doesn't mean you have to settle for a worse sports watching experience. Hopefully they'll have some log fires in their pubs as well to gather around.
Heated seats, perhaps.
Right, we'll bring you up to scratch. I've had a couple of meetings recently, and there will be, to kick off the year, there will be a couple of My Old Man Said members' shows. I got the lowdown on exactly what happened in the Legia Warsaw game, which is quite interesting to look back on it. Aston Villa's behaviour seems to be exemplary in terms of documenting what happened. And it's interesting to see how Legia Warsaw were wrangling with the police, and I've got the full kind of intel on what happened there. Also, I'll go over this badge situation right from the top. of the first round of consultation, you will see the cracks of, you know, what's happened and why we're actually in this mess. So do look out for those if you are a member. If you do want to become a My Old Man Said member, you also get ad-free shows of all the My Old Man Said podcasts. Big thank you, actually, before we crack on with this show, to the new members of the last week and members that are continuing in terms of annual membership. A big thank you to Stefan Grabarek for upping his pledge to an annual as a support to what we've been doing in terms of highlighting certain malpractice on the crest, which you may have seen via social media. Also, a big thank you to Patrick Downs for joining as an annual My Old Man Said member, and also to Kenny G. Is that the musician?
The Kenny G. He's going to get smooth and sexy, ain't he, soon?
Yeah, the Kenny G with his nice long perm as well. But thank you for Kenny G for joining as a member. Also to Carl Mitchell and Jordan Crawley as well. If you want to become a My Old Man Said member as well, you can go to myoldmansaid.com and click on the membership link for more details there and support the cause, but also get those extra shows and also access to ad-free versions of everything we do, so you can hear it in its purest form. Right, Everton. Misconception about Everton, I think. People think they're not very good at the moment.
They've generally been good this season, I think.
Fact is, though, they've lost their last three games, but they've been tough assignments. I mean, we're talking they've had to play Spurs away, they've had to play Manchester City at home, and then they had a tricky one at Wolves. Wolves, Molyneux is not, from Villa's experiences, is not an easy. It's no walk in the park. It's no picnic. To lose those three games, all very losable, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't write them off.
Well, before those defeats, they'd won four on the bounce, hadn't they? And they hadn't conceded a goal. So they've been in a kind of reasonable. I think they've been a much better side. You know, the side that turned up to Villa Park in August that got thumped 4-0 was very different to what it became pretty quickly. You know, they've kind of got their house in order.
It's literally day and night, isn't it? I mean, in those four wins before, I mean, these are all four wins in December, so it's not as if it was a long time ago. I mean, they beat Chelsea and Newcastle and made light work of both of them, really.
Tough place to go, Goodison, now, especially with the stuff that happened with their 10-point deduction. The games around that period, it really gave them a boost. If anything, it kind of pushed them on, and it pushed them away from the bottom, because without the 10 points, there wouldn't be any trouble, would they, at all, if they hadn't have had the 10-point deduction. They'd be comfortably in mid-table.
Yeah, those home wins against Chelsea and Newcastle, definitely part of that momentum and that kind of us against the world mentality. Yep. The question now is that started to fade? But I don't think so. I think they're a cut above. They're more, let's say, mid-table team, aren't they, in terms of levels, for sure.
I think, with the manager they've got, they're probably the best version of Everton they've been for a couple of years. You know, really since we've come back into the Premier League, they've not been that kind of side who would perennially be in and around the sort of the top six. They've been woeful this year. I think they're far more solid, and they seem to have a little bit more of a threat when they can keep Calvert-Lewin fit and healthy.
Yeah, current form, which is the last six games, they are ninth in the table. Obviously lost their last three, but they won the three before that. Villa are fourth with four wins, one draw, one loss. In terms of their last six home games, Everton 12th, three wins, one draw, two losses. You know, they've had some tough assignments, shall we say.
Our record against them has been
remind,
very good,
remind
hasn't it?
Me, hold on a minute. Remind me, who's top of the home form list again?
Surely got to be the mighty Aston Villa, hasn't it?
Oh, of course. I forgot, sorry.
Who else?
They are indeed. But in terms of last six away, in terms of the away form, Villa are actually seventh at the moment. Two wins, two draws, two losses, which is pretty much where we've been perched for most of the season. It's kind of that sixth or seventh zone. We've always been that kind of one win away in terms of the away form. You know, people, the kind of broad stroke is Villa are not very good away from home, but the reality is we're the top six, seven in terms of away form.
And the reality is this year, I don't think anybody's been that great. You know, we haven't really had one of those sides who's brilliant away from home and crap at home, particularly, especially at the top of the table.
If you look at the last six away games in terms of the form, Liverpool are the top team and they've won three, drawn three. Yeah. So it's not as if they're firing on all cylinders. Everton actually are predominantly doing better away from home, certainly in recent games because they are the third best away team in over the last six games with four wins and two losses. But it's at Goodison. So,
I think Everton are better when they don't have to force the issue, personally.
Yeah.
I think that's why, you know, some bigger sides have gone there and struggled, because Everton can sit back and pick their moment when to go. A bit like they did in that atrocious League Cup game at Villa Park.
Before we get into the Everton team, I mean, just picking through the bones of recent games, I mean, take away that League Cup game because, you know, as Pep says, you don't waste 1% of energy on the Carabao Cup. We have been on a great run against Everton in the Premier League.
Premier League, yeah, since we got promoted, they've probably been our favourite team to play against.
Yeah, I mean, we won the last five in the Premier League and haven't been beaten in, I think it's nine now, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, the last time they beat us was they did the double over us when we got relegated. Mm-hmm. Beat us 4-0 at their place, 3-1 at Villa Park. But since then, it has been, we've been doing to them what Manchester City, Spurs, Manchester United used to do to us.
Yeah.
Ransacking them.
And there's a couple of like proper pastings in there as well. Obviously, the couple of Villa Park games the last, you know, couple of seasons. And we kind of went there around about this time. It was under Gerrard, wasn't it? I think it was Dinia's debut. You know, Buendia scored. They've always been like sort of tricky games, but we've tended to come out of those games at Goodison on the right side of the result in recent years.
Well, we have won the last three at Goodison, and we definitely have the sign over them at the moment.
Interesting one on Emery, actually, isn't it? He's averaging 2.02 points a game in the Premier League with Villa, 91 points in 45, making him the only manager in Premier League history to manage 40-plus games with a club and average two or more points per game and not win the title.
Do you think we're going to get 2 points at Goodison?
I hope we get three.
You can't. What's it going to be?
Oh, it's going to be three.
Well, we'll get to that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Let's get into specifics in terms of, well, let's go to the threat meeting in terms of their team. The African Cup of Nations will take Idrissa Gueye out of the situation. Although I think he's played about 20 minutes in the last four games anyway, so it's not as if he's been on form and they're going to drastically miss him. I mean, I think the big conundrum here in terms of how this game's going to shape up, if you had to pick one player, it would be Doucouré.
In the midfield for them,
Abdullah,
players, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's kind of got a knock, hasn't he?
I mean, he made his Mali debut a couple of seasons ago, but he actually turned down the call-up for the African Cup of Nations, allegedly to help Everton's relegation fight. But he's been injured with a hamstring injury. He's missed the last three games. So he's looked upon it as 50-50, but I think he's in training. So I don't know if this is a game too early for him. He'll probably play off Calvert-Lewin. And he is their top scorer at the moment with six goals. So I think if you see him on the team sheet, then I think it's going to be a different game to if he's not on the team sheet.
Yeah, Dyche said he's hopeful he'll be fit. Dwight McNeil definitely won't.
Dwight McNeil is the other player that there on the left side of midfield, if he was going to be touch and go, but he'll also be out. I think Ashley Young is the only other real notable injury. He's missed the last four games and he was seen as about 50-50, but I don't think he's going to have much impact. And I don't think they would rush him back anyway. I think if he was fit, he would be on the bench.
I mean, to be fair, he had a stinker, didn't he, on the opening day of the season at Villa Park?
Well, yeah, no, he didn't actually cover himself in glory. Before his injury, you know, Doucouré was ever present. I mean, currently only Tarkowski and Pickford have played every minute of Everton's season so far. I mean, they'll be reliant on Calvert-Lewin, really, won't they?
Who will play in this one? Obviously, his red card got rescinded, didn't it, for that three-game ban in the FA Cup, which was probably the right decision.
Yeah, so perhaps, I mean, I'm looking at how they set up. I'm looking back at like the home game against Chelsea. I mean, Doucouré is obviously not going to be behind Calvert-Lewin, but if he is, it will be Calvert-Lewin up front. They'll play like 4-4-1-1 if everybody's fit. Although against City, they were a bit more, you know, played pretty much what Villa do, 4-2-3-3-1.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Dyche would have watched these Villa games, and we've got to be honest here. We haven't been that convincing. We've got games over the line by hook or crook, rather than control that Emery has been seeking.
And we've certainly not been impenetrable at the back.
No,
you know, 3 at Old Trafford, 2 against Burnley, Sheffield United, etc.
You've got a question mark over Pau Torres. You want him back. You're hoping that this kind of mini rest has freshened things up, not only physically but mentally. But we can't sit here and tell you if it has or not. We're going to have to see the proof in the pudding. And I don't know. I'm not convinced here. I think Everton, I don't think it's a particularly good time to play Everton. Everton have shown they're very capable. But if Doucouré isn't fit, then that will definitely be a big plus for Villa in terms of the Everton threat. But as we've seen, Everton can lock a game down. I mean, those 4 wins in December, at the start of December, were all clean sheets. So it's going to be tough. And when you've seen how Villa have grinded it out, I can't see, I don't think they'll turn up at Goodison and suddenly put on the light show.
Yeah, I wouldn't be expecting this one to be a barnstorming game of football, to be honest. I think Everton will be quite attritional, and I think Villa will, you know, they'll try. It could be something quite similar to sort of Middlesbrough and some of those other games where Everton will pick their moment. I do think they've got more threat than sides like sort of Burnley and Sheffield United. So if they want to go after Villa, I think they can. And it depends how much the fans kind of push them on, but they always tend to raise their game a little bit against these so-called better sides. It's just whether the expectations on Everton, you know, they've had a pretty sort of bad run of form more recently, and it's whether they view this one as right now as a great chance for us to get back on track. It's very much a who knows. It's very difficult to tell them, and you don't quite know where Villa are at. If the Villa lads have sort of got one eye on, you know, getting the Everton game out of the way and going on holiday that night, because of course they'll have a holiday. Of course, I think was it Matt Cash said after the Borough game that he basically, that goal saved all the players going on holiday. Otherwise, they'd have had to have a replay and wouldn't have been able to go on holiday next week.
Yeah.
So you might not find the freshness of Villa until the Newcastle game. It might be that actually they're still carrying a little bit of fatigue from that winter period. Although they've had a reasonable turnaround, I think, post-Borough.
Yeah, so, I mean, Everton looking for a reaction, but also I think Villa, it's almost like we've managed to get results when the performances feel like losses almost in the respect of the standards that Emery was kind of setting. Mm-hmm. So you still want to, you're wanting a reaction in terms of performance. Now, I've got to give Everton enough credit to, suggest that actually defensively they've sorted it out since the last time we played them. So this is going to be interesting. I would love to see Tielemans back, but I don't know what that situation is as we speak here. Emery's done a very late press conference. I mean, the only thing we do know is at this stage is Emery has won manager of the month. So there's the curse for you for December.
Well, Dean is back out running apparently at Bodymore, but this one will probably come too soon, but he might be back in amongst the squad for Newcastle in a couple of weeks' time.
So a few question marks in the air in terms of personnel, both for Everton, what you would consider their main man this season, and I think Pau Torres, if he starts, then you would certainly feel a lot more confident. I think Longley is like, I'd say he's a 75% replacement, isn't he? Or 80% if you want to be more
generous.
Yeah, I
like him. You know, he's certainly good on the ball. I think they're pretty similar when it comes to the sort of the physical rough and tumble, as I've called it, defending.
Yeah, I think he lacks a bit of pace and he can be bullied.
He was against Burnley, to be fair.
That's my diagnosis of him. So with that said, what are you going for?
I think this one might be a draw.
You've read my mind. Score draw or no score draw?
We always score, David.
Well, Emery's never had one through Villa. I mean, this would be one that would be plausible, for sure. But I think if Torres comes back and Tielemans comes back, you get back that team that managed to take care of Manchester City and Arsenal, and then you look at these games in a completely different light.
Yes.
But if you miss the two elements from this team, then I think you do get a team that is actually struggling to get the job done. But credit to them, you know, in terms of the results we've had in December and some of the games we pulled out with last minute equalizers or winners, they're getting the job done to keep us up there. But I think in terms of performances, we're not as convincing as the results have suggested. So there's two things here. Either we get found out, or B, we do actually produce and get back to the level of performances that we were doing earlier on and kick on again.
Yeah.
To have a poor run, we're actually getting results. If that is our poor run in terms of performances, then that's great, because it's better than obviously losing a bunch of games. Mm-hmm.
I think having Kamara back as well, you know, obviously Kamara and Luiz were finished the game, didn't they, at Middlesbrough? Luiz kind of came on late. The cavalry that came off the bench in that game was a bit of a joke, to be fair. The fact that you can bring sort of Luiz, Watkins, et al. Off the bench.
As was the game, by
it
all
was
accounts.
Pretty shocking, yeah, to be honest. But cup football is all about getting the result, as they say.
I think it's getting through to the next round is what they say.
Because
every game's about getting the result. Come on.
Yep. Yeah. But a draw wouldn't have worked at Middlesbrough.
Can you give me any duller cliches?
It was that dull, David. It really was.
Right. So we're going for score draws, are we?
Yeah, I think so. With the view that I think we're more than capable of going and beating Everton, to be honest. But I have doubts about I could see Everton scoring. I could see Villa scoring. But I don't. I think if you win this one, you're nicking the win. I don't think you're going there and thumping them. Twos and threes.
My logic for the draw is we can't just keep on nicking wins. We're going to have to step it up. And I think to do that, I mean, it will make a difference. If we do have Torres and, you know, Tielemans, for example, come back, then I would have a different outlook on this game, as you know, especially if Everton are missing a couple of midfielders that are perhaps key to them. So we shall see.
They've literally just put it up on the fucking Twitter. So Emery confirmed that Torres and Youri Tielemans both return to training this week. Robin Olsen also returned to fitness, while Lucas Digne remains out.
Well, if Olsen's back, we're winning.
Olsen's on the bench. Strap yourselves in.
It's going to go crazy at Goodison.
Yeah, they've literally just
put that up. Back in training, that's great for Newcastle as well, because then I would imagine with a bit of a break, they'll definitely be in the picture to start that game.
It's good to have guys like that in the squad, isn't it, with someone like a Tielemans? You know, because you're probably going to have Kamara, Luiz and McGinn in midfield. You're probably going to have Ramsey, but having Tielemans to come off the bench, all of a sudden your rotation looks a lot stronger. And he was in he was in great form, wasn't he? Those City and Arsenal games, I thought he put in probably his two best performances.
Gives you, a bit more control on the ball, and he's also a bit smarter up the top. And
he can certainly unlock a defence.
And you know, by changing the tempo, in terms of how he passes, and that is something we've been lacking, but just a bit of smarts in that final third that has perhaps undone a lot of our work and made life, let's say, a little harder than it should have been in certain games.
Agreed.
So with that news, I'm still, I don't think they're 100% starting, but I'm staying with the draw regardless. And I think the news that they're coming back, that's great news, because this month is a nice ease in to what will be a juicy second half to the season, with obviously the European situation kickstarting again in March. And I think if you can pick up 4 points at least in January, then I think you're looking good for February if Tielemans and Torres are back in the setup. I don't know about Olsen.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.